A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Hathorn, slated to join us tomorrow. Brought to us by Gutter Helmet. No more clogged gutters. No more overflows. No more ladders. Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. On the docket right now, our friend and yours, Gormy the Owl, Kevin Gorman from the Trib. Hello, Gormy. How are you?
Look at that. What's going on, guys?
He's on 93.7.
There he is.
Yep. Right in between us. All right, Kev. They're 48 and 48. They're 31 and 26. That's almost a 90-win pace since Paul Skeens stepped on campus, so to speak. We've heard people such as Dan Zangrilli and others say that they don't expect much from the second half, that maybe this team isn't worth adding a big bat to and making a big deal. And then there's others like us who say, look at the record since Skeens arrived. Plus, they're healthier. They should be actually better in the second half. Go out and get a bat. Where do you stand on that? And what do you actually think they'll do?
Well, I think you have to capitalize on the chances that you have. And the Pirates are a game and a half out of contention for a wild card spot, and they're not really out of the running in the NL Central either, given that they just, you know, have fared well against Milwaukee, which I think is a team that's going to fade in the second half like they've done in the past couple years. I don't expect the Pirates to chase a big name. I think when people look at who's available, they always look at the top names or the top players available and think, oh, we should get in on that guy. And I don't think that's been the Pirates' MO. I don't think that's something that we can expect them to do. So I don't think they're going to go swing a trade for Vlad Guerrero. But I could see the Pirates making a move like bringing in a Marlon Byrd type of player, that they need a corner outfielder, especially somebody who can play right field. I could see them looking for a veteran who has a good bat, has some pop in his bat, and has some maybe playoff experience. Those are the types of things that this team could use. Perhaps somebody that can platoon with Rowdy Tellez at first base. I could see them looking for a left-handed bat in right field or a right-handed bat at first base. But I also think that this is a team that also could maybe use a middle reliever or somebody to boost the bullpen. But I don't see a big splash move, but I could see the Pirates making some type of a move to try to improve this team and give them a better chance if they come out of the All-Star break playing as well as they did going into it. And that's a tough task, given that they faced the Phillies and the Cardinals in their first six games, and they have a losing record at PNC Park this season.
Well, I mean, I think that's the key. That's the key question is, are they going to try and wait as long as they can possibly wait to see where they're at in the standings? Or are they going to be proactive for once and try and get out ahead of it so that they don't have to, wait 3 weeks to figure out if they're in the race or not?
I think you have to capitalize on the pitching right now. And the Pirates, they've had almost half of their games. I don't know the exact number right now, but almost half of their games have had quality starts. So your starting rotation has done its job, if not more than expected. You have, you know, an all-star starter in Paul Skeens, a 2023 all-star Mitch Keller, and you're getting now back healthy to the rotation, Martin Perez, Marco Gonzalez, and very soon Bailey Falter. And Luis Ortiz has helped round out that rotation. Quinn Priester is back off the IL. And you would expect to have Jared Jones back by September at the latest, I would imagine. So this is a team that has a pitching staff that can compete, at least in the starting rotation, in the postseason. And it has a back end of the bullpen that, when everybody is healthy, can be very, very good with Colin Holderman, Aroldis Chapman, and David Bednar. And you know, and some guys that supplement them, like Carmen Majinski and Kyle Nicholas. If Ryan Borucki comes back, your pitching staff starting to look pretty solid, where a lot of teams are looking for pitching. The Pirates, you know, may have something of a surplus of pitching, and it, maybe they deal from a position of strength by trading a Gonzalez or a Perez or even Chapman to try to, you know, to try to bolster their team with a bat. But certainly I think when you have, you know, everybody talks about the window. I don't think it's even just the window. I think it's the opportunity. I think there's an opportunity to contend, and the fans are starting to show up for the games, certainly when Skeens pitches. But I think that there's an excitement, and I thought it was interesting that on the broadcast of the All-Star game last night, they said, you know, can you imagine what Pittsburgh would be like if this team is in the playoffs? And I think we all remember what that was like, even though it was a decade ago, that this town becomes electric again when the Pirates are a good baseball team.
Kevin Gorman of the Trib, he's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We should have asked Shelty this. I forgot yesterday when Skeens is going to pitch again. What do you think, Kev? Do you think he pitches against the Phillies, or they save him for the Cardinals?
I tried to pin Ben Cherington down on a conference call about that yesterday, because he said on his radio show on the Fan on Sunday that it would be sometime in this homestand. He did not say it would be against the Phillies, and you would have to treat last night's start almost like a bullpen session. So that's him between starts getting an inning in, but there's a lot that goes around it in terms of dealing with the media session, the red carpet. You know, there's a lot of buzz that surrounds the All-Star game. And so I think, you know, the important thing is to get Paul Skeens back to his routine tomorrow and get him ready for the next start. But I expect to see him probably against the Cardinals, given that that's a division game and that's a team that's ahead of the Pirates in the standings. And so I would expect to see him there. But I think that's one of the hardest things for the Pirates fans is right now people want to go see Paul Skeens pitch, and they can't pin down a date when they know that they can expect him pitch. You can't just count 5 days from, you know, from the last start. And I would imagine that's a bit of frustration, but it's also, you know, to some degree, they're keeping their opponents guessing, although I'm sure they probably have a better idea than we do when they'll see Paul Skeens. But I do know that we're going to see him in this homestand. I just couldn't tell you whether it's going to be against the Phillies or the Cardinals or what day exactly.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Well, I think the thing about that is they're doing everything in their power to try and extend the amount of time in between some of his starts so they can get to the end of the season. And they're still able to use him based on their, you know, preseason innings projections and all that other crap. My question is, if you get into August and you're in the throes of a wild card race, are you really going to want to put a six starter in there and push his starts apart and have him pitch less than, you know what I mean? Like, him going to the mound every 5 days and giving you a chance every 5 days to know that, you know, you're probably going to win those games.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be the big thing with Paul Skenes in the second half here is how the Pirates are going to use him, whether it's on a, you know, 5, 6, 7 day, type of rotation here, that the Pirates have to be careful because this is a guy that for as dominant as Paul Skenes has been through his first 11 starts and even the first inning of the All-Star game last night, we're looking at a guy who 2 years ago was a two-way player. In fact, the best two-way player in college baseball, won the John Olerud Award for that, was dividing his time as a catcher. So he was playing every day. So there's been a change in his routine there. But he went from, I'm throwing out round numbers here, but from something like 35 innings as a freshman, pitching mostly as a reliever, to 85 innings as a sophomore, to pitching 130 innings last year between LSU and the Pirates and the Miners, to being on pace to pitch, you know, significantly more than that this year. So the Pirates have to be careful with his workload and with his volume. And I think that's why we're hearing talk of, you know, pitch counts and innings counts with Paul Skenes and Jared Jones. And I also think it's why the Pirates are trying to have him not start necessarily every fifth day. But I also think this is a guy who's built different. And, you have to be careful when you – the guys that Paul Skenes reminds me of, and not necessarily his style, but in terms of the power pitching, the size, having the early success and being dominant very early in his career, are guys like Mark Pryor and Kerry Wood, and even to some extent Steven Strasburg. Those are the guys that he's been compared to as very high draft picks, very, you know, big pitchers, throwing with a lot of velocity and throwing with, you know, some serious spin. That those guys, they all broke down very early in their careers. And I think that's where there is a very delicate balance for the Pirates, where they have to try to appease their fans, much like Major League Baseball did last night by making Skenes the starter for the National League after only 11 starts. They have to appease the fans and give them what they want, but they also have to protect their investment in Paul Skenes, because to lose him to a Tommy John surgery at the end of this season would be absolutely devastating. And you'd basically be talking about losing Paul Skenes for two of the years that you have club control over him. So I think the Pirates have to be smart about it, but I also think that they have to do what's best, not just for Paul Skenes, but for their team. And I've seen them make some moves that, you know, had me scratching my head. And it wasn't them pulling him out after the sixth inning against the Chicago Cubs of a no-hitter or the seventh inning against the Brewers of a no-hitter. It's more when you look at when, you know, they've let the guy go 100 plus pitches in games that were, you know, to me already decided, and or when you have them pull Jared Jones after 59 pitches in a game that was not decided. Those are the ones where, you know, there's been some trial and error involved with the Pirates' decision-making, and I think they have to be very careful to make sure that Paul Skenes doesn't end up on the injured list like Jared Jones has, and to make sure that both of those guys are available in late August and all of September if they're going to make a push to be a wild card or, you know, division champion.
Paul, may I engage Gormie the Owl in a game of free association?
Yes.
I like it when he delivers one-word answers, Gormie. He's very definitive in that. Are you ready? That's the question.
I'm as ready as I'm going to be with you, Joe.
As fast as possible, these answers. Who's going to break out in the second half for the Pirates?
Henry Davis.
Whoa. Whose numbers are going to go down a bit in the second half?
Paul Skenes is going to have to lose a game at some point. So I'm going to say him just because he's the easy target. I mean, I don't expect him to be undefeated through his entire rookie season. That's just unimaginable.
That was going to be another question. Will Skenes go undefeated? You say no. Will Jack Sawinski get hot and keep the center field job? Yes or no?
I think Jack Sawinski will get hot. I don't know if he'll keep the center field job. He's one of the worst defenders in Major League Baseball, metrically, if you go by defensive runs saved. But certainly I think there's a chance for him to platoon in all three outfield spots and be a backup center fielder. But I do think I don't know that he can get much worse. There's really nowhere to go up, but up for Jack Sawinski.
Gormie, the game is designed for answers that are five words or less, sometimes even one word. If you could play by the rules, please.
Moving My apologies, forward, Joe.
That's okay. That's okay. Peguero will be up at some point.
I'm not so sold on that. I think in case of an injury, he would be up, but I think you might see a leak.
What is happening here? Gormie, we have to go five words or less, maybe even one word. Paul, what is happening with Gormie?
Don't know. That's two words.
See? That's a very good demonstration. Gormie, let's start over. Are you ready for this game?
Here, I'll help you. Go ahead.
I'm
ask
ready.
Me that
I'll
one.
Try
hold
to do
on.
Better.
All right.
Hold
we'll
on,
do a demonstration with Paul.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask me.
Joey Bart will become a regular catcher.
Yes.
Playoffs this season or it's a failure?
Yes.
There we go, Gormie. You ready?
I'll do my best Paul Zeiss impersonation.
Joey Bart will become the regular catcher around here.
No.
All right, that's two words. We that's less than five. We're good.
Pirates will deal a top 10 prospect in a trade.
Yes.
Playoffs or season is a failure, yes or no?
No.
Winning season or season is a failure?
Yes.
You would trade Aroldis Chapman for a bat?
Yes.
Pirates' final win total will be what?
84.
Will that be enough to get him in the playoffs?
No.
Key Brian Hayes will get hot and go on a tear.
Yes.
Paul Skenes, they have 5 years of control after this season. He's going to be a Pirate for 3, 4, 5 or more seasons than that.
Wait, I'm confused on that question. He's going to be a Pirate for how long?
How many more years will Paul Skenes be a Pirate?
5 years.
They'll make Skenes an offer of $130 million or more to buy out some years of free agency.
Yes, they'll make the offer. He'll say no.
Very good. Thank you, Gormie. You're a wonderful man. He didn't say
he froze.
Anything.
Oh, I thought he froze.
He's trying to get back at me now.
I'm trying to hear you. I'm having a hard time hearing you guys.
I'm sorry, Gormie. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Gormie. He can be very verbose, can't he, Paul? He's very good at his job.
Yeah, he's good.
Always has
been.
He's
aggressive. He asks the right questions. He gets it. He's one of the, you know, he's one of the guys who, you know, left over in the media that still, I feel, does it the right way. Really does it the right
He's
way.
He's old school, Gormie the
yeah.
Owl. Yeah. When it comes to a who's who of Pittsburgh sports writers, Gormie the Owl has to be there. Do you like that horse?
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.